It's not Alex Jones that knows all this magically. It's not Alex Jones that knows how to predict stuff exactly as it happens many years before. It's the enemy has been public in the books they write and the meetings that have been leaked and their white papers. And now they're on the world stage saying they're in charge of you and saying there's too many of us and saying they want to get rid of us out of one side of their mouth and out of the other side of their mouth. They are telling us they want us to take shots because they love us and they want to take good care of us. The military, more than 5,000 are there in Geneva, Switzerland, as the World Economic Forum publicly takes full command of the United Nations and world government and declares war on the nation state, on populace, on the family, and on all of our medical freedom. We have lived to see it. The public rise of a tyrannical world government whose endgame is transhumanism and mass depopulation. Here is their spokesman of the Bilderberg Group at the helm of the World Economic Forum, now in full command of world government.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
2 weeks ago, the UN Secretary General signed a treaty with the World Economic Forum, putting them in command of the United Nations. We are living to see world government. Here's an image and video from Twitter of literally, when they pan through the footage, hundreds of giant private jets lined up landing. These very people are all over the news telling you that you can't have a car or air conditioning and you can't have children because they need all of your resources. Now, my friends, we are living in just an incredibly epic time. They've declared war on humanity. Here is the president of Latvia openly saying that the main enemy is the populace, the people that live in the countries that want to run their own lives. We'll play this clip, go to break, and go through all of this. But we have lived through the secret world government, now the open launch of the world government, using the fear of pandemics to execute the operation. Here's the clip, and we'll be right back.
I think there are three main failures of the liberal democracy in the last 10, 15 years. There are ignorance of the social problems caused by globalization. There was also ignorance or mismanagement of the crisis of migration and of the crisis of cultural diversity. And there also the third very important reason, we have now, since the new social networks, a new kind of formation of public opinion. This is not more the classical one. Democracy is based on the classical ways how the public opinion is formed.
A powerful combine of megabanks, international corporations with unlimited fraudulent financing are meeting in Geneva, Switzerland with the World Economic Forum, the public arm of the Bilderberg Group, in full public command under treaty, a corporate treaty to rule the earth and to shut off carbon and cause mass death and war. These people are 10 times more dangerous than Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. They have been hidden in the shadows for the last 60 years, 70 years after the end of World War II, and now they are emerging and they are making their move against humanity. It is beyond epic. It is our duty and our destiny that we are here together on air, the undisputed tip of the spear against the world government. We are ragtag, but we have God on our side and we have the truth on our side. And what the globalists are pushing is absolute death and destruction. So we should be able to defeat them easily if the public understands that a world government treaty to put the UN in control of national, nation-state responses to new emerging viruses and other pandemics is nothing but a biomedical corporate takeover for a world government ID to buy and sell, to control and track and trace every facet of your life. These are the people shutting off the food supply. These are the people collapsing the borders. These are the people narcotics trafficking and child and sex slave trafficking. These are the people openly pushing Disney to target three-year-olds to teach them to be LGBTP. These are the transhumanist devils. These are your mortal enemies. And yes, I've taken them on at point-blank range. There was a major project that ended, except in very rare cases, the Clintons violate this rule, and so does George Soros, that you basically stop assassinating most of your political opponents and just politically destroy them and debank them. One of the most common questions I get on the street and also from guests that come here to visit us is, why are you still alive? All the stuff you said came true. How did you know? Well, from study and research and having family that had had glimpses into the dark side and what was going on that told me as a child what was really happening. And so I grew up and those seeds were planted and I saw the tyranny growing right in front of me as they said it would. And I took up the resistance against this because I believe in humanity. I believe in you. I believe in myself. But more importantly, I believe in God. And so there's been a project they've had because they get blackmailed when they kill people. Their own operatives go sideways. It's very clean for them to do it bureaucratically and assassinate people's character and their name. And you've seen that project against yours truly. You've seen it against Trump, though he's not perfect. You've certainly seen it against Bolsonaro and Viktor Orban and so many others. And I am extremely honored and blessed to be amongst the top 4 to 5 people demonized on the planet. And I don't say that to kind of be like John Hancock, who signed his name big and bold at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. I know why he did it. I admire him. He's got more courage than I had. I don't sign my name big and bold just so it's known that I got the biggest spiritual wavos on the block. And I don't think he did that either. He did it to show courage. A lot of folks were being very timid, signing very small, kind of messing their signatures up a little bit because they understood they were signing their death warrant if they lost. Many of them lost their lives, lost their families, lost everything, but they gave us this great nation. I am seen as the biggest signature on the new Declaration of Independence against tyrants because I've done incredible study of the enemy and we've been able to mobilize more people worldwide than any other organization. And that credit, my friend, goes to all of you. But I want to just, before we cover all this massive news, as our enemies publicly meet and declare war on the family, on medical freedom, on the nation state, on populism. I've got all the clips right here. This is just day one. It just started 8 hours ago. They're about 8 hours ahead of us right now in Central Time, 7 hours New York time. And it's just an amazing moment to see it all emerge and everything that both my grandfathers told me about. It wasn't just my mother's father that was a real expert because whatever he was involved in, I don't know, a lot of it was secret. He knew basically everything I know today, and he knew this back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. He died at 80 years old. Wish he was still here today. What an amazing man, a man before his time. But my other grandfather, Jerry Jones, not the Dallas Cowboys owner, he knew what was going on as well and was resisting it as well in his own ways in local government, some of the posts he had in his county in East Texas, and then with his son, my father. And I've been very, very blessed to come from a family like that. And I just feel really sorry for people that are growing up in the modern age who have parents that have no idea of what is even going on. But I think it's important to recognize that there were the Barry Goldwaters and, yes, the Ronald Reagans in the 70s and 60s. If you listen to Barry Goldwater or Ronald Reagan in speeches in the 60s and 70s, it sounded like Alex Jones, because it's not Alex Jones that knows all this magically. It's not Alex Jones that knows how to predict stuff exactly as it happens many years before. It's the enemy has been public in the books they write and the meetings that have been leaked and their white papers. And now they're on the world stage saying they're in charge of you and saying there's too many of us and saying they want to get rid of us out of one side of their mouth and out of the other side of their mouth. They are telling us they want us to take shots because they love us and they want to take good care of us. So that's where we are. 40 years ago, almost everything was not signals intelligence. Maybe 10% was. 90% was human intelligence on the ground. Armies of Russian assassins, armies of U.S. assassins fighting all over the world, killing each other. Numbers of dead much larger per decade than died in the Vietnam War, never to be reported on. But now they kill us with 5G and poison shots and abortion in the womb. And now babies after they're born, many states have passed laws to legalize that. This is hell on earth being released. But because of all the General Benton K. Partons and the Ted Gundersons and the Anthony Hilders and the Anthony Suttons and the Congressman Hansons and just unbelievable men and women, the Phyllis Schlafly's and the countless resistors of this, we have a very good chance because of people like our ancestors to defeat this. Now I was thinking of a Charlotte Isherby. She's the one that leaked all the Skull and Bones data to Anthony Sutton in Congress, the congressional archivist. And so she just died a few weeks ago because her dad was Skull and Bones. Because of these people that had courage that were talking about this when all there was three networks and a bunch of newspapers controlled by the very same organizations, they fought that uphill battle so that we now can defeat the New World Order together with God's help. And the reason I raised all this before I go to break and come back with all the news is this. Trending number one last night, still like number five this morning when I checked, hashtag Bill Gates, bioterrorist. Trending number one on Twitter. Hashtag Bill Gates, bioterrorist. So this isn't people talking to crowds of 100, 200, 1,000, like Barry Goldwater was 50 years ago, 60 years ago. This is the largest group of people ever awake on the planet to these secret societies and these shadow organizations. And we can, and we must, and we will prevail. We don't have a choice. The stakes are just too incredibly high. All right, we're going to go right to, and there's reporters on the ground, we're going to have it on this week as well, right to the ground in Geneva, Switzerland, where the corporate world government is publicly taking full command of their deindustrialization, starvation, mass war, mass bioattack program, monkeypox, and more. Stay with us. We'll be back. The Bilderberg Group, founded after World War II, of what was left of the European elite and the Nazis with the British Empire and the U.S., in the 70s quietly set up a public arm to recruit operatives in governments, and in the 90s went completely public, the early 90s, the Davos Group. 2 weeks ago, the UN officially signed a treaty merging with the WEF, saying they will take orders from them as their corporate directorate. If you go back 10 years ago, Bloomberg first started admitting the Bilderberg Group after denying it for decades, and said, we want corporate leaders to be in full control of governments via a technocracy, a computer AI-controlled system. That's what this is. They program it to carry out the depopulation operation. Here's a clip that's going viral on the internet right now. Millions of views on Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Just went viral over the weekend. They said, maybe he's a time traveler, is one of the commenters on Twitter. Said Joshua Steinman. And no, I'm not a time traveler. I was reading the globalist documents and their plan. And I was able, once I got involved 28 years ago, to meet the best and brightest minds who were fighting it. And here we are today. We know how to beat it. And we better beat it because we know what's coming next. Mass collapse and death. And now it's here. You don't need me to tell you anymore. You can tune in and watch him saying it. But let's go back to the year 1999.
350 million or more people in Africa, and then 12 die of Ebola in one little town. They go, oh, Ebola, 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 oh, Ebola. And they had CNN people saying diseases will be coming out of the rainforest because Mother Earth is mad. Literally like witch doctors going, booga, booga, sun not come back. You know, when we have floods and rain and meteors might hit the Earth. What if a meteor hits the Earth tomorrow and destroys a city? Are they going to say this is because the people of Earth have been bad? That meteor just came from space. It's very primitive control apparatus. It's how chiefs and medicine doctors used to control, and shaman would control the people. Say, oh, if you're not good, the crops won't come. Oh, the environment, if we're not good. I don't want to eat a piece of meat that's got dioxins in it from plastics production. I don't want to them dumping, you know, nickel cadmium and heavy metal Grignard reagents in the waters so my kids are deformed. I don't want that. I'm for the environment. But these international corrupt people financing global population control, which is just nothing more but dictators' excuses to kill men, women, and children, and girls in slave labor camps in China making Nikes. You call that good? And all these Hollywood people that say they love you are the ones that speak out against slave labor, are the ones you find out later, are the ones that own all the sweatshops making their clotheslines? They're all hypocrites. They're all hypocrites using you. So here it is, global plan to fight infectious diseases sought. I haven't read this yet, but Washington, a new plan to coordinate international efforts to track and combat infectious diseases will be announcing by the leaders of the G7 group of industrial nations at this weekend's summit in Denver. White House aides said Monday, and the combustion engine is the greatest threat to civilization, like Al Gore says in Earth in the Balance. No, Mr. Gore, the combustion engine is civilization, and the combustion engine's getting cleaned up because we're putting catalytic converters on the cars, just like we got the horses out of the streets 100 years ago, and we don't have a horse manure problem anymore. Humans move forward. I know the bureaucrats don't want that. You want us to stay down and lowly. You don't want us to transcend, do you?
And I was corrected by the crew. That was in 1997. So tomorrow's news today. People ask when they see that clip, they go, what do you do to his voice, or is his voice fake? No, when you talk 5-6 hours a day, and you have a big chest. That's why old men sound like this, because their voices are worn out. It's from screaming on bullhorns. It's called lacerations that grow polyps on your larynx. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, there you've got that. And of course, it's all now what has happened. But let's now go to Geneva, Switzerland, just 8 hours ago. First day event has kicked off today. And Savannah Hernandez and others are going to be popping in while they're there to give us reports on what they're seeing throughout the week as they try to secretly ratify this world government takeover of the medical system treaty. And, you know, some lawyers who are smart but are not going past the surface say, well, it won't be ratified by Congress. Really? Biden signing on to it? They don't care. The bureaucrats that run the U.S. created the U.N. And when they titularly sign on to these treaties, they follow them. just like Congress didn't pass Agenda 21 in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro under George Herbert Walker Bush. But we're under it. And if you look at the plans of that, everything they called for in 92 and signed on to was complete by the year 2020. And then now they want to complete the next phase by 2030. And boy, do you want to learn about Agenda 2030, because it's the future for you and your family. They have charted and they have planned. But I'm really glad that folks out there on the internet, Mike Hansen and others, have been able to find archives of shows I did 25 years ago, like the one you just saw. That's 25 years ago. And things I'd totally forgotten about are now here. And it's just devastating how incredibly accurate we were. But we weren't accurate. The enemy battle plan was in our hands. So here's Klaus Schwab announcing that the Davos Group is our collaborators, yeah, with evil, to take over and run the world, and bragging about their power. Here it is.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
So says Nosferatu. Thus spake Nosferatu. So we're ganging up on you. We're coming after you. Oh, we're the stakeholders. You mean all the big tech billionaires that pay almost zero tax and fly around on private jets but say we have to starve to death, that then organize themselves to rape us and deindustrialize us? Because they're helping the communities. They're helping by getting rid of the population. So when we come back, they go on to talk about living and life after the Great Reset, how the WEF is dealing with Davos critics. Oh, they spend a lot of time their first day, and it's still ongoing, talking about how they're going to crush resistance and how they're going to censor us. Oh, what good guys. They're going to crush the populace. They're going to crush the people for democracy. They actually say it. The Aussies, bad people in the nations who are stopping us from the great goal, a beautiful goal. We must silence them. We must imprison them. We must annihilate them. Ha, ha, ha. So let's go to this clip from this morning. This is more from the Davos Group announcement of how they're dealing with their critics, not just silencing them in cyberspace, not just debanking them, not just declaring us a non-essential subhuman. That's what that is. Think about that. Just out in the open, you're non-essential, you're subhuman, you're worthless. But how they deal with us, here it is.
Davos, the home of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting. Just imagine the net worth of some of the people that have passed through this building over the last few decades.
Let's just slobber over Bill Gates.
Usually held in this Swiss ski resort in the middle of winter, the pandemic delayed the 2022 edition till spring. The warmer weather may have melted the snow and ice here in Davos, but as the super rich get wealthier and anti-establishment sentiment grows, has enthusiasm for this gathering of the global elite gone cold. The pandemic wasn't bad for everyone. While many people suffered dramatic health and economic hardships, the wealth of the world's billionaires saw its biggest increase since records began. Although the global gap between the average incomes of the richest 10% and the poorest 50% has narrowed in recent years, it's a different story for the top 1%. Since 1995, average wealth has grown at 3.2% per year. But the richest individuals on Earth grew their wealth at an average of 6 to 9% per year. A separate report found that the world's 2,755 billionaires added $5 trillion to their cumulative wealth in 2021. In the same year, the world's 10 richest people added more than $400 billion to their fortunes, with Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk gaining $121 billion. Which brings us back to Davos, where many of the world's richest and most powerful people, the majority of whom are men, convene for a week-long get-together. Even before the pandemic, the event drew protesters campaigning for social justice and climate action. One of those protesters many years ago was Philipp Wilhelm. These days, however, he's the town's mayor. How important is the World Economic Forum's yearly meeting to Davos?
I mean, it's really important in the sense of name recognition for our Alpine city here. A lot of people know the name Davos because of this event we have here. And then there's also, in an economical part of view, it is important because there's a lot of work for this whole redesign of the Davos Promenade. And of course, the overstays and so on, and they generate a lot of income for local people as well.
So he's been co-opted. Not that making money's bad, but he's part of the system now. Again, these people are at war with humanity, ladies and gentlemen. They have unlimited bank money they just generate for themselves, but it creates inflation, which they hand to us. But they get all the infrastructure, and then we get the debt and the crippling tyranny. I've got more clips when we come back I haven't gotten to yet, and we're also going to hit a lot of the news, and I've been so focused on covering the news, I didn't even plug Thursday, Friday, or Sunday. So I'm going to just remind listeners right now that we're not backed by George Soros or Klaus Schwab of the New World Order. We're backed by the people that love liberty worldwide. I want to thank folks that have been going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying great products, great supplements, great books, films, you name it, but also making donations right at the top. It says, support InfoWars. And donate one time or sign up to recurring donations, cancel any time. That support free speech button. We have X2 and Ultra 12. I've been so busy, I haven't gotten rid of the sale, even though Ultra 12 is close to selling out. So I'm going to tell you now, I've been so busy, it won't be till Wednesday till we change the sale. So tomorrow and Tuesday are the last days to get X2 at 40% off with Ultra 12. Ultra 12 will stay at 40% off, but that sale, 40% off the two together and 25% off on X2 by itself, we'll have to end tomorrow. And they don't, that very globalist group, back when we had a good government 50 years ago, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, they started putting, hell, it's 90 years ago now, iodine in the salt by law. They took it out in the 70s, and the IQs went way down again. 15-point IQ increase on average, iodine in the salt. That's just cruddy iodine, industrial iodine that's bound. You absorb only a fraction. This is pure medical-grade iodine. Everybody should be taking it. It supercharges your whole body. It's essential. It's really their big conspiracy against us. They don't just not give us iodine. They hit us with chlorine, bromide, bromine, all the rest of them to block fluoride, to block the good halogen. Get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Today, we have 10 vaccine manufacturers in India. We've ensured that every single Indian gets double shot of vaccines. Today, every Indian is going through his third phase. We were the first country in the world to export vaccines around in our neighborhood and to other developed countries of the world. We've done it now after we finished our population. We are back to exporting our vaccines. We are determined to be the vaccine capital of the world. 14 other vaccines are in their clinical phases. We believe that nobody is safe till everybody is not safe. And we are convinced that Indians will manufacture vaccines for the rest of the world. And we do not believe that anybody can be safe till we do not provide vaccines to Africa and all other emerging markets of the world.
The truth is, India is totally rejecting the vaccines because they know they're carrying Trojan horse payloads. That's all of the news. Bill Gates has been banned with his father, who's now dead, out of India for doing illegal tests that killed a bunch of people. Look it up. Sterilants, you name it. So a group dedicated to world government to depopulate you wants to put something in your body. Let me say that again. A group dedicated to depopulating you, to killing you, the same group pushing aborting babies after they're born, the same group pushing the transgender maiming of children. You know, you come to the doctor and say, doctor, I want to cut my arm off. I want to cut my foot off. I want to cut my finger off. They say, you're mentally ill. I'm going to call a paddy wagon. You're going to go to the local lunatic asylum. Doctor, I want to have my five-year-old's penis and testicles cut off. Well, my God, you're a hero. Let's get that done right now. Let that sink in. They're the authors of it all. I've got the clips here where they're like, LGBT for the children, age 3, teach them to have sex with the other sex. To destroy the family, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't mean we hate somebody because they love somebody or have sex with the same sex. I don't hate people. That, the media always spins it. That Jones wants to kill transgenders. Jones hates whatever. That is not true. I want children left alone by heterosexuals, homosexuals, everybody. Because when you mess with children, it has a name. It's called pedophilia. And it's called evil. And all the numbers show it ruins children's lives. It's the worst thing that can happen to a child. And we know that other than being killed. Hell, it may be a fate worse than death. And it's rampant and it's satanic and it's a disease, a spiritual disease, ladies and gentlemen.
What is the truth, do you think, about natural immunity versus the vaccines?
Be careful about concluding that natural immunity is more robust than the immunity conferred by the vaccine.
That while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine.
Full stop vaccination.
And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
Natural immunity is 27 times more effective than vaccinated immunity.
Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
I still think the balance of the evidence tips in favor of vaccine.
Because everything in this country has to go through the pharmaceutical companies.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
I don't have that for you today.
So arguably, by having that polyethylene glycol there, not only are we promoting spread throughout the body, but we may actually be dampening the very functionality of the vaccine that we want.
The opposite of what our public health officials have been trumpeting for the last year or so.
Nobody said waning when you know, oh, this vaccine's going to work. Oh, well, maybe it'll work, it'll wear off.
The most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Mainstream news is now reporting something that we told you 2 years ago because we were talking to top scientific experts. Individuals that have not taken the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or AstraZeneca injections, these gene therapies, are way, 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 way more likely to not get infected by any of the variants of COVID-19. Stunner, the media is saying. New data from Walgreens reveals unvaccinated have the lowest positivity rate for COVID. Triple and double vax groups have the worst rate. We already know that. The countries with the highest injection rates have the highest hospitalization, infection, death rates, all of it. We remember, again, almost 2 years ago, it came out that these were gene therapies that would erase your immune system and give you no protection. That's why they stampeded everybody with warp speed, Trump's biggest mistake. It's why they tried to get it through with no studies. It's why they're trying to block any of what's happened since for 75 years in court, because they don't want you to know what they did. It attacks fertility, it attacks your cardiovascular system, it attacks your very DNA. What is a stunner is they've gotten away with it this long, and now they're saying new viruses and new variants and new lockdowns are coming. We can never forget what they've done. We can never forget they're gearing up to do it on a bigger scale. Bill Gates is setting up this big biomedical board that'll work with the federal government to censor people, this Ministry of Truth. They've got a treaty the UN is setting up this month to try to ram through to take over all nations, 190 plus nations, medical care, so that even the globalist CDC will now be under direct control of the United Nations. This is a huge issue, and nobody is battling it like InfoWars, and those of you that watch and listen, so I salute you, and I want to encourage you all to boost your immune systems and get ready with our immune support, our vitamin D, and other great products like Ultra 12 that are back in stock that are 40% off. So spread the word, share this report, and buy amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. But whatever you do, continue to share the articles, continue to share the videos, and realize without you, InfoWars is shut down. With you, together, we are invincible. So please share this video, share these reports, and tell everybody you know, hey, the vaccinated get it easier and get sicker because it's not a vaccine. The vaccine basically gives you the same thing that COVID does. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Amazing books, films, t-shirts, and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way you fail is if you don't take action.